So I entered a detox facility a third time, and this time I went away to a residential treatment center in Maple Ridge, British Columbia, and I spent 2 months there learning how to cope with life without alcohol. So be a year sober from alcohol that I started hearing auditory hallucinations. And I went to a hospital emergency department upon hearing them. And I was, the nurse kind of said, you can't just come here to sleep. And I said, I'm not. There's something wrong with me. And then he left the room and I got scared and I left the emergency department. And I walked around the town I was in at the time all night. Until I fell asleep on someone's lawn and was apprehended under the Mental Health Act. This led to a visit to the psychiatric ward for a week, and I wasn't open and honest about my symptoms because I thought the voices would harm me or my family and friends if I was honest about it. So I kept it to myself, and my behavior became even more strange and more erratic. And finally, I was apprehended again under the Mental Health Act by the RCMP. And I was placed in the psychiatric ward for a second time. And this time, I still wasn't open and honest about what was going on. And finally, I was released. And then I committed a crime under the Criminal Code of Canada while I was in psychosis. So instead of being criminally charged, the judge said that it was more of a mental health issue. And I was assigned a psychiatrist and a forensic mental health nurse. And it was the forensic mental health nurse through my probation order that really helped me realize that I had schizophrenia and that I needed help. And he talked to my family, who I'd become estranged with at this point in time. And they learned about schizophrenia and how to talk to me and how to rebuild relationships with me. So over the next couple years, so this was probably in my early 30s that I was diagnosed. So by the time I was 34, 35, I'd reestablished those relationships with family and friends. And my mental health was, I was put on a long acting injectable medication. And it really helped stabilize my schizophrenia.